Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competition series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh, modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honeyoak cabinets. Hello, 21st century style. Totally 90s House special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 Central on HGTV.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and the phone lines are open at 216-901-0933. 216-901-0933. Often people say, I give that number too fast. And I want you folks out there to think about this. Woke 2, are you ready for Woke 2? And now, let me tell you, if you sit on your behinds and you don't get up and get out there to vote, there's only one person I know that's listening out there who would go for Woke 2 right now to us tonight, and that would be a Commie John, we call him, Communist John.
Yes.
Now, if you are one of those people that think Woke 2 is good, I'd like to hear from you. I want to see, because I'm astonished at the lack of a mindset here. Somewhere they missed the point. People aren't trying to break out of America, you know. You don't see people like in North Korea and China and Russia that try to leave. No, we have people, everyone's trying to come into here. They want open borders. Why? Because, our system is not perfect. But the free enterprise system, capitalism, okay? And, and this nation was founded as a Christian nation. But, again, the days and the times that we're living in, it's amazing. But to have what is happening out there today, and of course, it goes right along with what God's Word, the Bible said would happen. We're seeing literally Scripture being fulfilled.
Yes.
Some of us can understand it, but anyhow, to have things like this, you got this woman that just won in Oklahoma. She's all for these trans surgeries. She wants young kids to be able to without even their parents' consent, to go and get themselves mutilated, right? The idea, she wants to open all the prisons. She wants to open all the prisons. Now, just think about this and just turn all, we don't have enough corruption in the Democratic Party now, okay? And every time you turn around, there's more charges filed for corruption, and 99.9% are what? The Democratic Party. All right, we have Tony and Avon. We'll see. Hey, Tony, you're in the air.
About Amy Atkin. What you said, mentioned to me in the last newsletter.
Amy Atkin is bad news, very, very bad news. And I see the communists are up here already all here, all through Northeast Ohio. They've got their signs, Sherrod Brown signs out there. Sherrod Brown was all for open borders. Sherrod Brown was all for, he and I, some years ago at a town hall meeting, our noses were about 1 inch apart. And I preached him hellfire, what God's Word, the Bible said about those that killed children. He was sweating, and the sweat was falling off him and landing on his shoes, and he said to me, "You don't pull any punches, Pastor." I said, "Sherrod, if you think it's hot right now where you're at, wait till you get to where you're going." So,
good.
But anyhow, when every pro-life, group should show a picture, should have a big poster so that Amy Atkinson could see it, at every rally that she has of what abort, of what pictures of what aborted babies really looks like.
We used to and do that. We used to do that, Tony. We went out to the rallies where all of these people were, these pro-death people, and we did with our signs that we showed them. Amy Acton is very, very pro-death. She was associated with Planned Predators. Remember Amy Acton? She was the one that said the churches need to close. You couldn't have more than 10 people in attendance, and you but the abortion mills could stay open. The state liquor stores could stay open, okay, and the pot houses could stay open, but Christian organizations had to be closed. That was
Martin Haskell. I have a book called "The ACLU versus America," and the abortion, like late term abortion thing, the baby that he aborted was diagnosed with Down syndrome. So if he doesn't care about, the baby, he sure doesn't care about,
Martin Haskell was a beast, and so is his partner, Martin Ruddock. We ran Martin Ruddock out of Cleveland, and I went out to Ruddock's house on several occasions. Let his neighbors think that he was a brain surgeon, and I went out there, and they came out and they said, "What are you protesting?" He said, "Brain surgeon." I said, "No, he's sucking the brains out of babies is what he's doing." Okay, That was Martin Ruddock. We ran him out of Cleveland. But he was partners with Martin Haskell.
Martin Haskell is still around, so he needs... If Amy Acton and Martin Haskell and all those people, they'll be ending up in the Lake of Fire. And also about... Gretchen Whitmer, she prevented Republican electors from entering the state capitol during the 2020 election. That's an obstruction of an official proceeding, and she should be charged with that.
Not only that, but her Secretary of State and an Attorney General ordered the evidence that they found that corruption deleted. Get rid of the when they dug up on all these illegal ballots and all of this, she said delete it. The corrupt. In Michigan, that is corrupt as corrupt gets. I mean, from the governor down, it is absolute corruption. So, yeah, but that's where Martin Ruddock went. He went to Michigan to kill there. But anyhow, well, thanks for calling, Tony. All right, let's go out to San Diego. We got Jack. Jack in San Diego.
So, yeah, Pastor Ernie, there's a big controversy about minors having the right to make decisions when it concerns their sexual preference and genital mutilation. So... I think one of the problems in the argument is circumcision. And a lot of people feel that that's genital mutilation, and the parents are making the choice for the child, and it may not be the choice the child wants to make when he's an adult. But I was wondering... It seems like there's some type of a double standard, okay? One, if you're thinking of a sex change, and another, if you want the circumcision or you don't. And right now, there's an epidemic, and it's not talked about. But if you watch TV and you look at the commercials, there is an epidemic of erectile dysfunction. And there's all kinds of drugs and pills to remedy that. And there is one school of thought that the circumcision desensitizes the penis when you get older because it's not there to protect it. And, of course, there's other reasons why people are talking about what's causing the epidemic in erectile dysfunction. I think a lot of it is people that are addicted to sex on the internet as opposed to sex with real people. But I wanted to throw that argument out there to see how you justify, or if you do, I don't know your position, if you justify circumcision but not for a sex change.
Well, yeah, I justify circumcision because it's biblical. The Bible teaches that. It's done for health reasons. All modern science, you know, recognizes that. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all. As far as sex changes, no. God doesn't make mistakes. If he made you a boy, you're a boy. If he made you a girl, you're a girl. That's called common sense. And what happens is these people that go ahead and do that, about 99% of them really regret that they did that. And so...
Well, okay, so I think you just kind of swerved into another argument. Look, if God designed the foreskin to be there, why are we cutting it off? Are you think that we have some type of a better design option than our maker?
Well, because God gave his people, his prophets, Moses and them, he gave them as a sign, which really was supposed to be a sign of God's people keeping them separate from the heathen nations, that they were the people of the circumcision. That's why they were called of the circumcision, the Jews. But actually, in reality, that they weren't the only people that did that, but that was a sign of separation from the Gentiles, that these were God's people.
Well, look, I wanted to bring this up because I found it interesting that, you know, when I'm looking at all these programs, political programs, the news and all this, they don't really talk about the problem with erectile dysfunction and that it's really become epidemic, especially in the United States. And the people that make the argument for sex change operations, they don't really, and I'm surprised they don't, but they don't really bring up circumcision.
Well, you know, let me just say this.
It could be a forceful argument. But I just wanted to lay that on the table because I know you have a lot of listeners and see what some other people may think about this.
All righty, Jack. Help us stay on the air in San Diego, if you would. Thank you. Okay, where it comes to the sex change in circumcision, Randy, you want to handle that?
Oh, dear.
No, let's do it. I tell you who'll do that. Katie! Let's go to Katie in San Diego. So are you ready, Katie?
I was listening to that elderly gentleman. I was kind of shocked a little bit about his conversation and his analogy, and of course people that have zero knowledge about how our body functions, I guess that's a conclusion he could make, but that was weird. And I'm a registered nurse. Okay, so a circumcision has got nothing to do with ED, which I couldn't even believe he would put that on the radio. But, you know, we've been around for thousands of years since the Lord created us. Why is that a problem now? Okay, so men do a lot, especially not Christian men, do a lot of perverted things online with porn, and it has to do with some of that. And some of it is a very poor diet. And in some respects, we're living longer. You know, my parents and my grandparents only lived into their 60s. Now, a lot of them smoked and didn't know that that was bad for them and did themselves in early, but that's got nothing to do with it. God gave us the circumcision to separate the Hebrews out from all the heathen, and he's also always given us ways to follow that will give us, what did he say, a blessed long life. And that is very different than child mutilation or what the Muslims want to do over there in a couple of weird cities in Michigan. Boy, what a hopeless place we have to pray for, where they want to instill Sharia law. Well, I don't know how you put a constitution inside of a constitution. And they, in a couple of cities in Michigan, they instituted or passed a law where they could have animal sacrifice. And then they're going to do genitalia mutilation on women because Muslim men feel that women don't deserve any satisfaction in intimate union.
Yeah, they've done that for, they've been doing that for years and years. There was, was a major problem there in the UK that they were having. And so,
well, even here in California, if we find it, we report it, and we report it as abuse and violence, and they get sought out and arrested, even in spite of Cuckoo Newsom.
It's not tolerated. Did you see, Katie, where they have virtually taken over the Girl Scouts, where the Girl Scouts now are wearing burqas and learning Islam. I mean, where you have complete Girl Scout troops that are all is Muslims now. So,
where is this? Because I don't know of any girls. Like in my church, we have our own little Christian, you know, boys and girls clubs and outlets. You know,
and they're across the country: Michigan, Ohio, Texas.
Yeah, Michigan and wonderful, beautiful Ohio that you're in, they really need a lot. We have to stand tall, and we have to stand against them. And, you know, I'm older. You know, my kids are grown. But these younger parents are kind of, I don't want to sound mean, but they're cowardly. They've allowed this to happen like UK. Cowards. Absolute cowards. You know, if somebody tried to pull any of that when I was a kid, my mother would have been probably, well, she would have gotten away with it, but she wouldn't be in an orange jumpsuit. But she would have gone and given the teacher and the principal and the superintendent a whole lot of threatening what for. And probably would be. You know, I sent my kids to private school, and they're grown now in their early 30s. But I did that. I sent them to private Christian school, born-again Christian school, for a very good reason. We scrimped. We saved. I hate when people say, I can't afford it. Maybe some people, but you know what? You don't need that new golf putter. You don't need a new car. You don't need a Range Rover. It's just, where's your priority? So we may do with a lot of very strict budgeting. I volunteered at the Christian schools and the library to get a discount on tuition, and we made it work. We ate an awful lot at Costco $5 chickens to get our sons into private Christian school because I thought that 7 hours a day, 5 days a week, that's a lot of input into your child.
Let me jump in here for a minute because, you know, when you were talking about that, there are some young parents out there, especially under the Biden regime when he was in office, that went to jail. I attended several of these school board meetings where they had the school board out there, and parents showed up. And I mean, there were a lot of parents showed up, and it was we let them know. And the interesting thing, in one case, they had to make sure that the police were going to be there. And then they found out that the police that were there, they thought that would remove us, were on our side. And they were parents too. And so, and so that's, you're right. But we have the real problem. You know, Wayne Root put out an article. I'm going to get to that later. But it says, does the GOP really want to win midterms? This is a serious situation. People think, well, there's a lot of them that are going to protest. They're going to stay home and not vote. If they stay home, they're voting. And I'm going to tell you, if I know people who are friends of mine or associates and tell me, well, I'm not going to stay home, and I'm going to tell them what happens, I will never speak to you again. If the communists get in there, what you've done is you've just said that you've become my enemy. That if you want to take them away by not voting, as far as I'm concerned, what you want to do is you want to go out, you want to remove my freedoms from myself and my family, and all the things that America stands for. And so not only just vote, but they should be actively out there campaigning for the, if the cause is a righteous cause, pro-life is a righteous cause. Against, they want to legalize pedophilia. They want to legalize, take away any age restrictions. They want to legalize prostitution, make it a federal like they did and overturn Roe v. They want to bring Roe v. Wade back. So these are all horrible sins.
Beating.
Pardon?
Yeah, not while I'm breathing.
Yep, me too.
I listen to your show all the time, but I really feel united, like, soul-wise, where I'm on the same page as you. You know, there's some Christians that are very timid, and they say things like with a little whisper. I'm like, why? Why? The Democrats weren't worried about offending us with violating and steamrolling over us. No. We have to stand for that. And I think when we're dead and Judgment Day happens, as Christians, we're still going to be accountable. Where were you? Oh, did you whisper? Were you afraid? Were you a coward? No, I don't want to be a coward. And that's part of what the people recently from the UK saw about America.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the soccer, I think a lot of people from England used to be similar to us, and they missed it.
Even in Denmark, they're... And, wow. And that's a liberal thing. I have to move on, yes. Katie, because the lines are lit. But God bless you. Thanks for calling. You're always a great caller. Let's go back to – this is San Diego three times. Let's go to Emmett in San Diego. Emmett, you're in the air.
Good evening, Minister Sanders. Thank you for your program and your ministry.
Well, thank you, Emmett. And I'm hoping you folks out there in San Diego can keep us on the air there because we haven't been getting the support to stay there. And so – I'm hoping it'll happen. We want to be, there's some good people. We'd love you folks out there, but.
Well, thank you. I hope that's reciprocated properly.
I do too.
First I want to say, hail Jesus. Maybe I could, make a suggestion. Democrat run cities, if they lose your programming, your terrestrial radio programming, maybe put it on a sliding scale for a Democrat run cities where people have less money to spend, disposable income.
You know, that's an amazing thing because they're trying to make in New York City, they're trying to reduce the $30 an hour for the lowest pay. That's unbelievable. In other words, all the McDonald's workers would be getting at least $30 an hour. How many restaurants do you think would stay in business at that rate? Minimum wage, $30 an hour.
Well, yes, sir, I wanted to ask you about some words I hear around a lot that I wonder if they could be improved upon. I mean, I don't know. It seems like the civilization I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg situation where civilization goes as the language goes, or the language goes as the civilization goes. But, for instance, I could offer replacements to certain words like pedophile I hear a lot. And is that the same as pederast? Pederast? Pedophile root is lover of children, right?
A pedophile is a molester of children.
Right. And how about a drag queen? Maybe they're better referred to as male transvestite child molesters?
I would say, yeah, drag queen and child molesters.
And the term unbelievable, I would replace that. I suggest it could be replaced by the term incredible because based on the American abortion holocaust since 1973, I think unbelievable doesn't really cover it. I mean, if that can happen, anything can happen. Anything's believable. So I think incredible staggers the imagination.
Well, we're living in the last days. Here's something, if you could get across to the people, but it seems like so many of them have some kind of a governor or whatever. They can't seem to assimilate what God's Word, the Bible teaches. God's Word, the Bible teaches that right now all of the signs here that we're seeing are signs of the Lord's soon imminent return, and that. If a smart person, a very intelligent person would know, if they are saved, that they would want to enter into eternity with many, many crowns. In other words, the Bible says, look, run to the battle, you know, fight a good fight, do all that God has said, obey him, and when you'll enter into heaven with many crowns, that means high standing. I mean, you won't enter in there as a private E1. And so I understand that. And the Bible teaches that. This is why I want to be a doer of the word, because he says, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself if you're just a doer of the word. And I don't understand why people have such a hard time assimilating and understanding that.
All right. You might have other people waiting in San Diego to speak with you this evening, sir, but I do have a question. Do you think a person who is a practicing Orthodox Jew of the Jewish faith, do you think if they die today, they would go to eternal damnation?
No. When I was in Israel, I was talking to some Orthodox Jews, and they profess that Jesus Christ is Messiah. So if you make a profession that the Lord Jesus Christ is Messiah, he is the Son of God, that he, and you call upon his name, if they did that, then yeah, they're saved. You see, God recognizes two kinds of people, those that are saved or those that are lost, okay? Those that, if say the tribulation period started today, they would have an opportunity. There's going to be 144,000 flaming John the Baptist, 12,000 from each tribe, during that tribulation period, preaching the word of God, and you have the opportunity to receive him, but it'll cost you your life. It could cost you torture by doing that, but you have to keep the faith. You got to just be ready to lay your life down and not in any way receive the mark or in any way deny Christ. So,
yes, sir. Amen. Thank you for allowing me having some time on your wonderful program, sir.
Well, thanks for calling, Emmett. I appreciate it. God bless you, my friend. And I'm hoping that the folks out there in San Diego will come around. By October 1st, we'll know by October 1st if we can stay there or not. Same thing in Minnesota. Out there, you folks out there listening to us in Minnesota tonight, boy, I'm going to tell you, it don't look good right now. It really doesn't look good, hopefully. But if you want us there, we're there. If we go off in Minnesota, you can still listen to us by streaming thewordcleveland.com, thewordcleveland.com. And if I were you, I would definitely get the newsletter, because there's a lot of interesting information in that newsletter. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how, you don't know how many people told us because of the newsletter they did not get the kill shot. Mm-hmm. Because of the newsletter, they did not get the kill shot. And so there's a lot of people right there.
Yeah.
All righty.
Pastor, can I pray for these stations real quick?
Yeah.
A lot of them are Democrat run, the ones that you mentioned, and we seem to have a number of people that are calling in from San Diego. And so we understand that the word says, buy the truth and sell it not. And so we're facing, I believe, what the Bible talks about, these principalities and powers. So, Father God, we just come before you right now. We know that your word declares that men ought to always pray and not to faint. Pastor Sanders has to make a decision here within the next 30 to 40 days, and it's going to be impactful. It could hurt people by them not being able to hear the truth. And so, Father God, we know that airtime is expensive. Every minute, every second, it costs. But Father God, you have provided and you continue to provide. And we're praying that you would touch the hearts of your people in these areas, though they may be Democrat run, Lord God. We know that your word says that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but these powers and rulers of darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're asking you, Father, to please come against, Father God, that your hand be against these principalities, these powers, Lord God. And we're asking you, Father, to open up the windows of heaven, as it were, Lord God, and pour out your blessing, Lord God, that the monies would come in that would be necessary to keep these stations on. And we pray, we thank you for Randy, Katie, Emmett, all of these people that are calling in right now, that they would be in agreement for these places, Lord God, that Pastor Sanders mentioned. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you very much. We're coming up to a break here, but we'll be back right after this. And now the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, he did it his way. Regrets, he's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, he did it his way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true. There was never anything that he couldn't do. My faith in him, never was any doubt. What he said, he carried out. All in all, as I recall, he did it. He lived, he suffered and died, but he arose in power and glory. In him I now abide, for history is just his story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it his way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. He did it his way. He's doing it his way. And in the end, he's going to get his way.
Yes.
Okay. Because his way is a holy way. And it's a righteous way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Islam's quiet takeover. Oh, before we go any further, phone lines are open. We'll take your call at 216-901-0933. What do you think about Woke 2? Are you ready for Woke 2? Wayne Root's got something to say about that. I'm going to get to that, Lord's willing, in a minute. But here, again, 216-901-0933. Nick Timothy, MP, Britain's Shadow Justice Secretary, just put a number on something that's been muttered about for years. The Ministry of Justice data shows 1 in 5 Muslim prisoners in England and Wales is white. That's nearly 4 times the rate in the general population. Actually, here in Ohio, right in our prisons here, you have a number of that too. White Muslim inmates went from 2,767 in 2022 to 3,218 by June 2025. Overall, Muslim numbers in prison rose from 14,037 to 16,051 in the same stretch. They are now about 18% of the prison population in a country where Muslims are only 6.5% of everyone else. Timothy says the gap raises serious questions. Experts have been warning for a long time about Muslim gangs pushing conversations behind bars, or pushing conversions behind bars. He wants the labor movement government to look into it properly. The Ministry of Justice answer is the usual line. They don't tolerate intimidation of faith-based or coercion. Okay, that still doesn't explain the figures, does it? Not every conversion is forced, of course. Some guys convert for the structure, the food, or just to have people watching their back. Some white Muslims grew up in the faith, fair enough. It still doesn't account for the size of the shift. Jonathan Hall, KC, who reviews terrorism legislation, found Muslims running parts of prisons as self-styled immers. They pull lonely or vulnerable inmates with food, advice, and small gifts, and sometimes the threat of violence. He named Usman Khan, the London Bridge attacker who spent years inside pushing other prisoners to take Muslim names and dress the part. Colin Bloom's review picked up the phrase convert or get hurt. The Qurans were left on new guys' beds. Don't identify as Muslims, and you can lose the protection of the main group on the wing. Ian Atkinson, who looked at this for a previous government, said something of as just practical. You convert because that's who runs the prisons. There's an official side to this now. Figures linked to Timothy data show 140 Muslim prison chaplains against 87 Church of England and 94 Catholics. A wider parliamentary count in 2025. But the Muslims total at 263 out of more than 1,200 faith workers employed. Muslim chaplains went from almost nothing in the early 2000s to well over 100 later on. No other non-Christian group has anything even close to this. I'll just stop there. But that's happening too in the prisons here in America. It's, you know, not on that larger scale, but it's happening. All right, Lisa, you have an article.
Okay. The evil man who gunned down 8 members of a wonderful Montana family, including 2 children, has been revealed as someone not only close to home, but also someone with a vendetta. As the Gateway Pundit reported on Tuesday, police were called to a house in Billings just after 6 p.m. Sunday after receiving reports of a shooting along with a family disturbance. When authorities arrived at the scene roughly 10 minutes later, they heard gunfire from the back of the house, which was already on fire. Then they saw a male in the backyard and heard even more gunfire. 3 minutes later, the home was engulfed in flames. Police later discovered that the unknown gunman had slaughtered 8 members of the family, including multiple children. These family members were trapped inside as the house burned to the ground. Now, the New York Post reports that the mass shooter was identified as 44-year-old Alan Smith, the adult son of the homeowners. According to Brad Ireland, whose ex-wife and 2 children were among those murdered in the incident, Smith previously lived in the home with his parents and spent most of his days glued to a computer. But Smith's parents apparently grew sick and tired of this and ordered him to leave their house. This suggests that the hermit may have decided to kill because he knew his freeloading days were over. Ireland, who lives in Arizona, noted that there were many red flags surrounding Smith, but no one spoke up. For example, Smith attended Eastern Washington University, but could not hold down a job. He then followed his parents from Seattle to Montana after his sister was the first to relocate there. Ireland said that while Smith was not known for committing violence, he was often verbally abusive toward those around him. The New York Post notes that he lived with his parents at their Billings, Montana home for several years before they finally asked him to leave 2 weeks ago. He then surprisingly returned to the home on Sunday, where the Smiths had gathered for a weekly family dinner. That would be the last meal the family would enjoy together.
You know, there's more of this. They've been having the trials all week, and I think today the closing arguments were on that the woman who killed her three, strangled her three little children to death.
Yeah.
It's been on, you know, and this is demonic oppression.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is, again, you know, and this is what happened. I mean, these people, to do this, you've got to be demonically possessed, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then did you see where they raised? I think the latest was nearly $2 million they raised for that woman.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
All right. Craig in San Diego. Hey, Craig, you're in the air. We're doing a lot from San Diego tonight.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody listening, and I remember he saying this years ago, but if all the listeners would just have auto pay $20 a month, we wouldn't have to have a pledge drive. And so just to kind of remind everybody, it doesn't take that much. You know, I'm used to giving in large sums once in a while, but it's true, right? If we all just pitch in $20, we wouldn't have to have a pledge drive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. If everyone that actually listened to this program pledged $20, we don't have to do it one time, and that would carry us forth through a couple of years.
Yeah. So my call goes out to everyone listening in San Diego. Let's do it. Let's all pitch in $20 a month, guys. God bless you, everybody.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Craig, I will do everything. We make sure we do everything we can to stay on the people in San Diego. I wish the people in Minnesota and Massachusetts had the very same mindset, because I haven't heard. Now, normally we do hear from both Minnesota and Massachusetts, but tonight all we've heard from, with the exception, has been Ohio and San Diego.
Yes, yes.
And so,
and I'm from San Diego, by the way, folks.
All right.
And so there you go. Maybe that they're calling that and pledging to keep you here so I don't send you back. I don't know.
Well, it was this program, you know. I heard it in San Diego. So keep it on the air, folks.
All righty. Very good. We got you've got a quick one there. And I'm gonna.
Yeah, this says Florida takes out Times Square ads with this message about Zohran Mamdani. New York City Democratic Mayor Zohran Mamdani is embarking upon a socialist agenda during his first year in office. As wealthy residents flee the Big Apple to avoid higher taxes, Florida is emerging as a major destination for their resources and businesses, a reality in which the Sunshine State is reveling. The Florida Chamber of Commerce launched a Times Square billboard campaign calling Mamdani the Economic Developer of the Year. We wanted to thank him for the jobs, the companies, the people that they're pushing out of New York. And a lot of them are coming to Florida. Florida's Chamber of Commerce CEO Mark Wilson told Fox Business on August 10th. Wilson drew attention to the broader threat toward freedom represented by Mondani and other Democratic socialists. And again, Florida is taking this this rivalry with New York straight to Times Square. They have a massive new billboard in the heart of Manhattan as a message for New York City mayor. And it says, thanks for the jobs. And it says, America is at a crossroads right now. I think everyone that's paying attention knows that our country was built on freedom and free enterprise and people having the liberty to make their dreams come true, he added. And there's a push in our country right now to take those liberties away and to attack free enterprise. And that's never worked anywhere, and it won't work in America. What Mayor Mondami is doing is dangerous for the country. It's bad for New Yorkers. It's bad for New York. It's very harmful for the country, Wilson continued. We can choose free enterprise, which is what America was built on, or we can choose to destroy that, he noted. And so that we're hoping happens, what we're hoping happens from this campaign is that we refocus America on free enterprise. And it says the data from official government sources show that the residents are indeed voting with their feet. The state of Florida is currently gaining $2.4 million of net taxable income each hour, while New York is losing $1.1 million per hour. And every day, Florida gains a net 551 residents, while New York loses 115.
All right, very good. Yeah, he's really good for between Hochul, their governor, and DeMandy. You know, here you have Florida, you have Texas, you have these others. Even Arkansas is saying, look, you know, we'll take the business that they're running out of there. It's amazing. Now, Hochul's begging for them to come back. Hochul is blaming the businessmen. Remember, she said, you know, if you don't like it. So now they're trying to put a tax. Mm-hmm. Anyone who leaves, any business that pulls out, they have to pay a pulling out tax, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's not a legal tax. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can put it, but people aren't going to pay it, okay? Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right. You know what time it is, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not howdy doody time.
No, it's not. It's not. Definitely not.
It's so. Yeah. We're talking about something, what really matters.
That's
and,
right.
Someday, just, you know, all of this program that we're doing tonight will be forgotten. Well, not by God. God keeps a record of everything.
Right.
And all of these information centers that they're building up, they'll be gone. They're all going to be gone, you know. In fact, everything will be gone at some point on this earth. But the only thing that will matter to anybody is they're standing with the Lord Jesus, right?
Every
single person that's alive today, the time will come, and absolutely this will happen, okay?
Yeah.
There's absolutely no chance that it won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That the only thing that will matter to them is they're standing with the Lord, huh?
That's right.
And so we got to tell them how they can get to heaven, get out of hell card-free. Jesus
right.
paid the price already, didn't he?
That's right. He absolutely did. And so, people, you have to understand, right now there's a lot of people that say, you know, well, there is no hell. They don't believe in hell. Or some people will say, you know, hell is right here on earth. Listen, what you need to understand is that those type of people, they're already deceived. And God wants you to come out of that deception by hearing the truth of his word. And so we have to understand, according to Thessalonians, that it tells us that the mystery of iniquity is already at work. And it goes on to say that this what we're living in, what's coming between the Antichrist, the image of the beast, the false prophet, Satan working, all of these things, Thessalonians is telling us that this type of deception is going to be present. And we're looking at right now the development with AI and all of these things right now. This deception is going to be unbelievable. But that's that part of deception. That's what Satan does. But then God adds something in there in Thessalonians, and he says, and for this cause, well, it says, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Listen, it's one thing if somebody, let's say in human form, lies to you. And yeah, that can be believable and you can be deceived by that. You can be deceived if Satan comes. But when God sends you delusion, it's game over. And so these people, and again, it says because they did not love, they had no love for the truth that they might be saved. And so it says that, and for this cause, again, that God is going to send them strong delusion that they might believe a lie, that they all might be damned. And here in 2 Thessalonians also, it says, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. But then he says this, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with an everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So understand this. Listen, those that want to tell you there's no hell, I give you one more. And that's from the rich man, the story about the rich man and Lazarus. And it says this, and it says, in hell, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And so hell, and there's many other accounts that let you know that hell is real. And that's not it. You know, you're dealing with the first death, you're dealing with hell, but both death and hell are cast into the lake of fire, which talks about the second death. So listen, that's real, but you don't have to go there. If you repent, if you acknowledge that I am a sinner, and it's so simple. Jesus paid the cost. He paid the price. He went through the torture. He went through the agonizing pain. And he's saying, all you have to do is put your trust in me. Put your trust in me. And so if you will do that, if you say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, and I'm asking you to come into my heart, I'm asking you to be my Savior and to be my Lord. It doesn't take this long thing. Because just as that thief died on the cross next to him, he simply said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus told him, this day you will be with me in paradise. Now, everything after that, yes, you do need to get in a Bible-based, Bible-teaching church. And you can connect with us and we'll try to get you where you can get that information. But if you said that prayer, you can be assured that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life or in heaven. Amen.
Absolutely. Well, folks, again, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand the Word of God out there has been that rock. Like Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but it'll never pass away. And it's a manual from God to us. God gave us instructions. He didn't leave us here on our own. And, well, you must be born again. We're out of time again for tonight, so I want to say thank you for being here. And I want to say thank all you folks from San Diego for calling in. We will do the best we can, to stay. We will do, yes. And so until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
Always, always. Keep fighting the fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
A conscious lifestyle is all about balance, alignment, and aesthetic style. Bring a soothing sensory touch to your writing with Erasable Friction Y by Pilot. Experience the calming, smooth barrel design, softly toned look, and limitless erasability. Click the clip to write in 8 dreamy colors and cleanly erase any mistakes. No mess, no stress, just flow. Find Friction Y at Target today. Friction Y, sensory writing for a calmer mind.